So, take a big breath. Okay, so how was your experience with that?
Good.
Were you able to shift your story? Or
yeah.
Did open up some new possibilities for yourself?
Did anyone get a surprise?
When you get back the metaphor, did anybody get things that surprised you? Oh, yeah.
You did? That's always fun, isn't it?
Often when you get a surprise, it's a real convincer your unconscious mind's doing something. Like, what is that? You know.
Well, I have a question. I'm not sure I was doing all this right, but, you know, the thing is, I liked my story. I have my story because it makes me feel better. So then I'm trying to find what to pull out that I don't want. So I have to go, like, under the story to find what I don't want, because actually, I was thinking about the story. Well, there's nothing I don't like about that. That's why I have it.
Ah, well, we have stories that are good stories. So you don't want to change that.
No, I mean, it's a story that's not helpful for me.
Ah.
But the reason I have it is because I like it better than what I need to do.
Yeah. Well, there's also a thing about stories and about often about where we are in life that I think of as been familiar.
As what?
It's years ago, Robert Diltz, who... Robert Diltz is a close colleague of ours, and he's been involved with NLP for a long, long time. He's my co-author on one of the books. And one time he was working with a woman, and he was demonstrating something in front of the group. He was going to do a piece of work with this woman, and she was really depressed. And I remember she said, you know, I get really depressed. I've thought about killing myself and taking my children with me. And she kept going like this. And he said, well, stand up and look up here. And what happens when you do that? And she said, oh, that feels a lot better. And then a minute later, she's back down here. And he says, you're back down here. And yeah, that makes when you're down there, you're pulling up all these bad feelings. And she said, yeah, but it's a lot more familiar. And so sometimes our stories are familiar territory. There's a guy named Harville Hendricks that wrote a book called Getting the Love You Want, if some of you read that. But in the book, he talks about who do you fall in love with? And people tend to fall in love with what he calls your imago. And that's somebody like your parent. Often it can be a dysfunctional parent, but you're attracted to them because it's familiar territory and you sort of know how to deal with it. And your beliefs fit in, even though it may not be a very functional thing. So a lot of those things are ecological issues that you really want to pay attention to.
Well, so I was, in listening to you, maybe I wasn't doing the story right, because I was avoiding something that I need to do. So that feels really good, actually.
To avoid it?
Yeah, that's why I'm doing it. Until I actually have to do it. And then, so that's what I went to, okay, there's when I have to do it, then there's something I need to pull out. But I don't know, am I mixing up how to do this?
Mm-hmm. We should talk afterwards. We'll have a private conversation about that. So
maybe I wasn't quite getting the exercise right.
We don't know yet.
I'd love to talk with you about it. We've only got 5 minutes left, so
we'll stay after.
Yeah, we'll stay after and talk with you about that.
But usually if the story's holding you back or creating a problem for you, but you like it because you're avoiding a problem, that would suggest a conflict to me. Or you're saying, well, I've got to do this, but I don't want to. So there's some kind of conflict maybe that needs to be integrated with that. So the new story would need to take into account both aspects. So what does avoiding it get you, and what would dealing with it get you? And the new story may need to be based on the positive purpose of both sides of that. Does that make sense?
We'll talk, because the new story worked out really good.
Oh, good.
She said the new story worked out really good. So
do you like the new story?
Yeah.
Okay, well, good. You're successful then.
Okay.
Good job. But sometimes you like it because it avoids pain or something, but it's still...
If I'm
avoiding dealing with something that I need to deal with, often that's going to be in the back of my mind creating different problems too.
So... Yes.
Oh, so just to clarify what you were saying, when there are the two stories like that, there's the one that feels comfortable, is the old space, and the one that you know you should do, and you were describing the conflict. So then you describe both of those stories and the positive intention of both, and then incorporate in a new story.
Yeah, I can give you a really quick example. One of my clients had to fire somebody, and he'd been putting it off for months because he didn't want to. he felt guilty, he didn't want to hurt her feelings. And so part of it was he would tell himself, well, she can really do this part of the job pretty well. And so he would tell him all this stuff that would make him feel better about it. But still, he could see things were going downhill and stuff like that. And so he needed to find out, what was he getting by avoiding it, which was more comfort and kind of got him off the hook, and he didn't have to go through the pain of hurting her feelings and stuff. The other part was he felt like he was letting his company down and wasn't doing a good job. And so we needed to get to a place where he could appreciate both sides of that. Then, by the way, he fired her and dealt with it. And when he fired her, she said, you know, I was going to quit anyway. I hated this job. And I think so often that happens because, I mean, she was a great employee. She would have worked out, right? He was very shocked because he thought he was going to delivering her the worst news in the world. And she said, I was going to quit anyway, you know. So
any other questions or comments or sharings about what you just did? Yes, Gary.
Procedural saying on them. When you send the metaphorical symbol towards the end, you send it out and it comes back and you get another one. You send that one out and you get another one. You're starting to get a collection of things that work really well. The reintegration, do you reintegrate all of those or just
yes.
take the, all of them?
Yeah, so when you pull out something, you spin it, you get the gift, the symbol, the metaphor, the archetype, then send that out and you get something else. Whatever good symbols you get, bring all of that in when you're working with yourself or with someone else. And then that helps with the integration all the more.
Yes.
It is the client's decision, so thank you for asking that. So
remember we said it's optional.
It's optional.
And I asked, if you recall, I asked Sunny, we had the star, I said, do you want to bring that in or send it out? He said, I think I want to send it out. Then he got the angel, which was even a deeper meaning for it. So
sometimes, though, people get such a powerful image. I mean, literally, I've worked with a couple people where they get tears and it's so powerfully emotional that it would almost be an injustice to make them send it out. And I'll still ask them, though, you know, do you want to bring this in or send it out? And almost always they're like, no, I want to bring that in. So, again, it is the client's decision. So good question. Thank you. Yes?
Also, this is a good question. On the steps, step number 4 is bringing color out. And then step number 5 is reverse the spin.
Right.
So, the draining the color, that's, for me, was creating a more positive image. So it changed the spin automatically.
Oh, cool.
So, like, which direction, like, which one are you supposed to change?
Well, that's neat that...
Well, your brain automatically streamlined it. So thank your unconscious mind.
Yeah. Sometimes that happens, too, where somebody will pull it out and it will just automatically reverse itself, and that can be a little bit confusing.
By the way, if you've done this a bunch of times, that kind of thing gets pretty common because your brain knows what it's doing. But this in and of itself is it's a small intervention. So, you know, all these steps are kind of interventions around that.
And as you have seen with the two processes that you've learned so far, there's different variations on how to do it. And tomorrow what we'll be dealing or teaching you is how to identify and change limiting beliefs. And so we have some ways to help you identify some of those deep core unconscious limiting beliefs that you have. We have another practical and useful dynamic spin release technique for belief changes specifically. So we'll be doing that in the morning.
So we'll be doing some I think you'll get some really powerful changes tomorrow. You know how to work with those deeper levels of things. So some of you I know have already told me you've already got some big powerful changes. So we'll keep on that pathway.